reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and doom. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving the Lord and walking in God's ways, and keeping the commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and grow numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to occupy. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly perish. You will not have a long life on the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and occupy. I call heaven and earth today to witness against you. I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life, then, that you and your descendants may live, by loving the Lord your God, heeding God's voice and holding fast to the Lord, for that will mean life for you, a long life for you to live on the land that the Lord swore would be given to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." The word of the Lord. Let's make a deal. This was a popular TV game show in the 1960s and 70s. The premise of the game was to make a choice between two different options. The contestant could win a grand prize of money, a car, or the like, or the player could end up with a zonk, that is, a booby prize or a joke. This is no game in today's reading from Deuteronomy. Moses is clearly putting forth two options for the people. There is no mystery to it. Life and prosperity, or death and doom. The blessing, or the curse. This was the moment for the people to lay claim to their identity. Would they be God's chosen people, or just like every other nation around them? To choose the latter would be to choose death. For Moses warned them, "If you turn away your hearts and will not listen, you will certainly perish." But there was another way, the way of God, the way of life. If you obey the commandments, you will live and the Lord will bless you. Choose life. How many of us spend much of our prayer life trying to make a deal with God? If you do this for me, God, then I will give you my heart. If you do that for me, Lord, I will give you my life. If you get me through this, I'll change my patterns and behaviors. Our relationship with God is not a game where there are deals to be made. Jesus Christ gave up his life that we might live. We are all winners. But there is still a choice to be made. To choose the way of life, the way of Christ, or the path that leads to emptiness and death. Will we lay claim to the identity given to us in baptism to be daughters and sons of God and all that that entails? Or will we choose the way of the world with its violence and destruction? There is no mystery to it, just discipline and trust in the one who showed us the way.